You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Yep, thanks for having me.
All right, so we're going to move fast in this because we have a lot of stuff to cover and great material today. I'm loving this. So when you think about, as I talk to people who really just don't know anything about managing their credit, frequently they weren't taught how to manage their credit. So when we look at what lessons your parents should have taught you that they didn't, okay, we're going to outline our top six here.
He's going to give you the analytical answer, and I'm going to give you the mom answer. So that's what we're going to tag team here.
All right. So, I mean, cause you really want your kids to listen up because paying interest is really, really painful. And you know, we want you to pay the least amount of interest possible. Mm-hmm. We want you to be smart with your money, hence the website smartwithyourmoney.com, which is a great place to go to see all these credit tips and many more that are on there. So let's jump in. Our first credit lesson that you know parents didn't teach you, they probably should have, number one is that paying interest is one tough chore. So let's be real about this. Making monthly credit card payments isn't fun, okay? But the pain literally compounds when you top off your monthly bill with interest payments. So with many credit cards carrying an interest rate above 12%, missing even one payment can result in a really large interest payment.
Right. And so this is what mom should have said. Babe, paying interest is like scraping your knee in the same spot every day.
That's a great metaphor.
That's my answer.
I love it. All right. So you'll make sure your kids know that one. Number two, Tammy.
Even a 0.5% interest rate reduction matters. So this is, Doug's really great at this. I'm not so great at this. So pick whomever on your team is great at negotiating, and then basically make that happen.
Yeah. Cause even if you have a 17% interest rate, say $1,000 loan, 17% interest rate, and it's reduced to 16.5%, okay, that saves you $5 a month. Yeah, that's only 0.5%. So you can work your way into lower interest rates on credit cards, but you can't do that if you pay stuff late. You can't do that when your balances are maxed out.
That's right.
You have to do that when you're in a negotiating position of power.
Right. And so this is what we wish mom would have said. An extra $5 a month, that's a lot.
Latte,
a beer, or in a year, a pair of shoes.
It adds
so
up.
So adding that $5 to the payment will help.
Well, and it could be much bigger than a 0.5% interest rate. That's just a small example.
That's right.
And when we refinance people's mortgages, frequently a 0.25% interest saved might be enough if their loan's big enough to make it worth it to refinance.
That's right. That's right. So there you go. All right. Number three, Doug.
So number three is credit can offer greater protections against fraud. Okay. So quick question. What's the safest way to make a purchase? Is it cash? Is it credit? Or is it debit?
Credit.
Right. So and a lot of people will answer that incorrectly. But choosing to use a credit card instead of swiping your debit card can offer greater protections against fraudulent purchases.
Especially in identity theft being so prevalent right now, too.
Right. And most credit card companies will remove the fraudulent purchases as soon as you alert them that there's unusual or suspicious activity, or they may even recognize it for you.
They do. They really have been getting a lot better about that now. So this is what we wish mom would have said. You can report a stolen credit card to the bank in a matter of minutes, saving you time and money.
You can play more video games in that time if you want.
That's right. That's right. So number four.
So number four is that credit doesn't build itself. Okay. You don't end up with an 800 credit score by accident.
No, that would take a lot of work.
It does take work. I mean, and the work is just being responsible and paying your bills on time. Okay, and here's what I'm going to rule out is there are financial situations that happen to people that sometimes are outside of their control. Yeah, I've seen medical issues. I've seen people having car wrecks, you know, job losses, all kinds of things. But when it comes to, you exclude those things, and there are so many people who really don't have great credit because they just haven't managed it well. They haven't put in the work, and you know, they just don't put in the normal work to pay bills on time, to keep balances low, and just stay disciplined.
Well, and a good credit score is going to actually, good or strong credit is going to actually help you lock down that lower interest rate which is going to empower you and your family to really just make better, larger financial decisions. And, you know, mom did used to say that the bed won't make itself. So I remember that little line a lot.
Well, let me give you an idea of how important this is. So mm-hmm. when you go to get a mortgage on a conventional loan, the best interest rates are going to be above a 740 credit mm-hmm. score. And every 20 points below that will penalize you more mm-hmm. and more and more. And when you get down below a 680 credit score, mm-hmm. the penalties are pretty severe. And here's what happened. So I was looking at analyzing a client's credit this week. They had a 676 credit score, which is not that great. It's it's not totally horrible, but it's not great. Most of their credit cards were over 80% of the credit limit.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at that and you go, okay, what can they do? Well, they come in to get cash out to want to pay off the credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
They'd get a much better interest rate on the mortgage if their credit cards were already low.
Right.
It's
a catch 22.
It is. So they're going to pay a higher interest rate on the mm-hmm. mortgage. They're already paying a higher interest rate on the credit card. So if they can access some cash, pay the cards down, their credit scores jump up. And that's the type of strategy that I help people do. I've had people mm-hmm. where we'll have them borrow against their 401k, okay, to pay down certain credit cards. Their scores jump up 30 or 40 points, and I'll be able to tell them exactly how much their scores will jump mm-hmm. when they pay down certain balances. Then they get a much better interest rate on the mortgage, and you know, then they may take cash out on the mortgage and pay off the 401k loan. That would be an example of how to do a debt strategy like that.
Right. And I think that's a good thing. So here's what we wish mom would have said. If you don't start building credit now, you may have to ask me to co-sign a loan on your first home. And mom does not want to do that.
Yeah, the kid may not care about that, but the mom certainly does.
That's right. So mom's listening.
Don't do it, mom.
Tell them to start building their credit now. And there are, Doug has a great website. We'll put that on the link to help you with some credit card choices also.
Yeah, and also when it comes to building credit for your kids, mm-hmm. here's one of the first things you can do is when your kid turns 18, make them an authorized user on one of your oldest credit cards that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, make them an authorized user on it. It's not supposed to affect their credit score, but it absolutely does.
Mm-hmm.
One that you keep a low balance on and you've had open for a long time, mm-hmm. now all of a sudden they're going to look like they have a credit history that could be 10 or 15 years old mm-hmm. from that individual card.
Right, and it's just playing the game.
Playing the credit game. It is just a game.
That's right. So moving on to number five, credit limits aren't suggestions. So you want to take this one? Because see this all the time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, a credit limit, the closer you get to the credit limit, the lower your credit score.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they divide your balance divided by your credit limit. They do that with all your credit cards, and that's 30% of your credit score. It's a huge mm-hmm. portion. It's the second biggest category on your credit. So you really have to pay attention. You want to stay below 30% mm-hmm. of your credit limit. Yeah, and there's different levels at 30%, 50%, 80%. Mm-hmm. When you breach each of those levels, your scores go down dramatically. And you think about the logic in it is that the closer you are to your credit limit, higher credit risk you are. And that's what your credit score is there to measure. Because a lot of times people can continue to spend more money than they make until they run out of credit.
Mm-hmm.
Once they run out of available credit and they can't continue charging those cards, now you better look out. Like that's when the financial disaster is coming.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one way to avoid maxing out your credit or spending above your means, you can be deliberate in the way you use your credit card for purchases. And really just ask yourself, we ask the kids this, what is it that you need or what is it that you want? I go to the grocery store. I always ask them, you know, what is it? I'm going to the grocery store. Does anyone need anything? And they'll all go, yeah, I need a candy bar or I need a pack of gum. I'm like, no, those are your wants. That's what you want.
They are
so
not needs.
What is it that you need? And then they always come back with nothing. So
very, very little do they actually mm-hmm. need.
Right.
All right. So just don't buy those unnecessary things. And if you can't pay cash for it, in most cases, just don't buy it, period. And you know, the quick thing when it comes to those credit limits is the only time you should really be using your credit cards is either in an emergency situation or if there are rewards points and you're disciplined enough to pay off the balance every month.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not disciplined to pay it off every month, then you should not use those credit cards at all.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
Right. So here's what we wish mom would say with this one is, hey, do you remember what I said about scraping your knee in the same spot every day? Think about that one.
It works.
All right. Number six.
All right. So number six is a financial philosophy can help make or break your credit score.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what we mean by this is that you can have the thought that everything will work out in your, you know, in the end.
And it will.
Right. I mean, how many times have kids heard this often repeated mm-hmm. parental mantra?
Short and sweet.
Right. Very, very short and sweet. But unfortunately, it doesn't translate well when you're trying to negotiate an overdue credit card bill with your lender.
That's right. That's okay? right.
You're just telling them everything's going to work out in the end.
Everything's going to work out in the end.
It'll be fine.
Yeah. It doesn't work that way.
Well, so it's crucial to tack down a financial philosophy as you begin your financial journey. So you want to have a clear, you want to have it actionable, okay, mm-hmm. financial philosophy that can help guide you when you're making financial decisions. Mm-hmm. Okay, help guide you with a theme like smartwithyourmoney.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's our mm-hmm. theme. We want it to be your theme. We have the URL dumbwithyourmoney.com. We don't want you to have anything written about you on there. Smartwithyourmoney.com. You have to make sure these six important credit lessons keep you off that downward spiral that happens when your credit score starts to go down.
Mm-hmm. And the little tidbit mom should have said is everything will work out in the end unless you abuse your credit.
Yes.
So there you go.
Visit our website, smartwithyourmoney.com. Download these tips. Make sure that if it's your kids or make sure it's your grandkids, or these might be lessons for you if you're listening, if they're ones that you hadn't learned yet. And if you haven't, then you're in the right place. You know, they always say the mantra, Tammy, that when's the best time to plant a tree? 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When's the second best time?
Now.
Today. Mm-hmm. So do it today, smartwithyourmoney.com. So coming up, we're going to be talking about money sabotage and the things that hold you back from financial freedom. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.